All right, let's have church. If you want to, if you are a children's club, RO Kids Club member, you're welcome to come up front. You can come up to the steps, but no further yet. So if we have any children who want to do that, come join me. Come on, don't be afraid. No further than the steps. Up, 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 up. I told you. There you go. You can sit on the steps if you want to. You can sit on the floor if you want to. Just not the stage yet. Have a seat. And I'm going to do my best to face all of you. I've put you on opposite sides. All right. Well, if you try to look at me, you don't have to. You can look at the crowd. They like to see you. All right. What's your favorite part of Christmas? It's okay. Celebrating Jesus' birthday. What else?
Presents.
You know what? It's Christmas Eve, isn't it? You know what? Presents is my favorite part, too. And you know what? It will always be your favorite part. Okay, let me talk for a minute. I'll ask you another question in a second. Presence is the answer I was looking for, so we're going to go ahead and get started, all right? Let me tell you a story about a present. A friend of mine named Jeremy bought a present one year for his entire family. Big present. This was back when TVs were expensive. You couldn't find them in the bottom of cereal boxes. And he bought a big, what we call flat screen plasma TV. He bought that back in the about 20 years ago when they were the big thing. And he was so proud of it, put it in his living room, arranged all the furniture around it, and he was so proud of it. And he had three kids, Lucy, Sophie, and Oliver. And Oliver was the youngest. And Oliver didn't like being picked on by Lucy and Sophie. And they didn't know they were picking on him. They just thought he was a doll. And they liked putting makeup on him. And he didn't like having makeup put on him. And one day they were putting makeup on him and playing with him. And he went and grabbed a big rock. And he started chasing his sisters around the house. And they were all screaming, "Ah! Oliver, put it down! Put it down! Oliver, no rocks in the house. Oliver, no throw." They went and stood in front of the TV because they knew he would never throw it at the TV. But they didn't understand the mind of a four-year-old. And Oliver hurled the rock as hard as he could right at his sisters. But you know what? He had terrible aim. And he missed his sisters. And it went straight back into the television. And because it was a plasma TV, it all just kind of bled out. And all the girls who'd been screaming, "Oliver, Oliver," they got so quiet. And Lucy said, "Ooh, Oliver, you're going to get it when Dad gets home." And Oliver took off to the bedroom. And he got on his bed and he started crying. He knew he was in big trouble. And the sun started going down, and he heard his dad pull into the driveway out front. And he heard his dad come in the front door, or the back door, or whatever door dad's come in. And you know what Oliver did? He ran to his dad. And he jumped up in his arms, and he was crying on his shoulder. And his dad said, "Why are you crying?" And he said, "Come, I'll show you." And he walked into the living room and Oliver pointed to the television that he had broken. And you know what his dad did? He said, "Oliver, don't you know I love you so much more than television?" And he bought him a new one. And that's kind of crazy, isn't it? Was it dad's job to buy a new TV? Now, who should have bought it? Oliver should have bought it. He broke it, right? Why didn't Oliver buy it? Because he doesn't have any money. Four-year-olds don't have any money. And because Dad loved him, and because Oliver was little, Dad paid for it even though Oliver broke it. What I'm telling you that story to tell you this. The story of Christmas is a story about God paying for what we broke. He gave us a beautiful world and a beautiful life, and we break it every day by disobeying His rules and by not loving our family and not loving our neighbors. And Christmas is about Him paying for it. But this is the great mystery. You ready? How could anything cost God something? Can't God have anything He wants just like that? So how did it cost Him something to pay for it? We're not going to answer quite yet. Okay, this is what I want you to do. All right? All right, I have put one ornament on these. See these six Christmas trees, or as our friends from Germany would call them, Tannenbaum? There is one ornament on all six of them. There's only one ornament on all of them, on any of them. There's one. It looks kind of funny. It's not the kind of ornament you expect to see. Okay, but this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to it, but wait. Listen to all the rules. Don't say a word. Don't touch it. When you find it, I want you to point to it. That's all I want you to do. When everybody's pointing to it, then we'll do the next thing, okay? So y'all go find it. Shh, no talking. There's only one. There's only one, I promise. I promise. What did you find? There's not supposed to be one over here. No, that's not it. There's lights on all of them. It's over there, trust me. You need to trust your preacher. It's over there. Okay. All right, we all found it, sort of. You can't even see it? All right, well, bring it. Who is the last one to find it? They're all last. Go over there and pick it up and bring it to me. Everybody else, go sit down. You'll find it. Here you go. All right, thank you. Everybody come back and sit down on your steps where you were. Isn't that an ugly Christmas ornament? Big rusty nail, isn't that yucky? Yeah, it is ugly, isn't it? My family has been hanging this Christmas ornament on our Christmas tree for the last 20 years. We put this on our Christmas tree every year. Why do you think we hang a big nail on our tree? Ooh, why? You've been dying to answer our questions. Because Jesus was born so that He'd be nailed to the cross. That's right. The only thing that could possibly cost Jesus something, only thing that could possibly cost God something is Himself. And He gave Himself. This is the reason why He was born. So that He could pay the price for our sins, so He could be with us forever and ever. He didn't want anything to be between us. And even in Christmas, this is the present I want you to remember, the big, ugly, rusty nail. Because this is the reason why He did it. Do you know who named Jesus? Who? No. Jesus is usually the answer, but not this time. That's right. The angel Gabriel told Joseph, you're going to name Him Jesus because He'll save His people from their sins. And this is how He's going to do it. Okay? I think I've talked long enough. What do y'all think? Yeah. All right. Well, let's pray then. Father in heaven, thank You for sending Your Son. For sending Him not just to show us how to live, to send Him not just to teach us, but to ultimately to give Himself and to pay the price for all the things that we've done by sending Him to hang on the tree. And I pray every year, Lord, when we put those trees up in our house, we would remember that Jesus was the one who was obedient when you told him to hang from the tree. And his obedience becomes ours. In his precious and perfect name we pray. Amen.